So what brings chaos your way? Might be internally, it might be externally, it might be both. What brings chaos your way? Last Saturday, I had a block of hours when I really was not sensing peace. I was really struggling. I was trying to put up our tree. This wasn't yesterday, this was the Saturday before. And the pre-strung lights, pre-lit lights, would not light. Anybody else have this experience this year or a previous year? It's crazy, right? Like what's up with that? These are pre-lit, pre-strung lights, and they don't light. And so frustrating. And I was really struggling to find peace. Only certain strands and certain spots were lighting up. And now that we've met this guy, I know what had happened. I'm convinced. At the same time, as I'm trying to get the tree up and the lights on, very same time, I had a certain college football game on TV. And as I was wrestling with the pre-lit tree lights, my Buckeyes started losing big time to the Michigan Wolverines. Wasn't supposed to happen. Thank you. I hear some of you saying, oh, you're sorry. But what was actually bugging me even more was I knew how many of you are Penn State fans and you were deep inside gleeful over this. I knew it. I was really struggling to find peace. Now consider this. When a shepherd is with the flock, all who are under the shepherd's care feel a sense of peace. A shepherd in biblical days lived with his sheep, and that means a shepherd knew everything about them. He nurtured and guided and always had his eye on the sheep. The imagery of a shepherd stirs emotions of care and provision and protection. A good shepherd is personally concerned with the welfare of his sheep. And it's this beautiful, wondrous image that we're going to consider today together. The wonder of Christmas includes a wondrous peace, because not only was our Savior born, but our good shepherd had arrived. The baby born in a Bethlehem sheep pen would grow up to lead, guide, provide, protect, and bring peace to all who would follow him as their good shepherd. So hear Jesus say it today. I'm with you, your good shepherd. Experience my peace. Watch this and listen for the sacred lines of God's holy word. Watch this and listen.
Our world was spinning, topsy-turvy. God had called me, to be mother to his precious son. Then the Lord got Joseph's attention through an angel in a dream. As if that weren't strange enough, now this. What a strange time to be alive.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register.
We all, like sheep, have gone astray.
Each of us has turned to our own way.
I am with you, your good shepherd. Experience my peace.
Sounds nice, but peace seems like a pipe dream. How am I supposed to be the father to the Son of God? Our world is chaos.
So Joseph also went up from Nazareth to Galilee to Judea, into Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Even though I walk through the darkest valleys, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
I am with you, your good shepherd. Experience my peace.
And there were shepherds living in fields nearby, keeping watch over their sheep at night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were terrified.
It was crazy terrifying. The night sky was on fire. I've never seen anything like it before.
We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will be great, cause great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is the Messiah, the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
I am with you, your good shepherd. Experience my peace.
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters.
He refreshes my soul. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever."
We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way.
They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep.
We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him in the iniquity of us all.
I am with you, your good shepherd. Experience my peace.
Will you join me in thanking the team for leading us in God's word this morning? Thanks, gang. It's worth noting that the little town of Bethlehem, that little town of Bethlehem where our good shepherd was born, is called the City of David. Psalm 23 depicts God as a shepherd who leads toward wondrous peace. So this is a passage of peace for our weary and wandering souls this Christmas. David had been a shepherd boy in his youth, and he understood the imagery and the depth of what he was writing as a song and a poem to God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 23 and verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. So right out of the blocks, David calls the Lord my shepherd. In the word shepherd, David uses the most comprehensive and intimate metaphor that had yet been used in all the Psalms when describing God's nature and character. Moreover, David identifies himself not as a fellow shepherd, note this, not as a fellow shepherd, but as a sheep. He says the Lord is my shepherd. In other words, God is the one who knows everything about me, David says. God is the one who spends time with me, nurtures me, guides me, and always has his eye on me. Cares for me, provides for me, and protects me. The Lord is personally concerned for our welfare. Think on that. The Lord is personally concerned for your welfare. Because that is David's experience, he follows that declaration of the Lord being his shepherd with this consequential statement: I shall not want. Or your translation might say, I have everything I need. Because God is such a good shepherd, he takes care of all my needs. I have plenty to eat as a sheep, good water to drink as a sheep, and I don't have to worry about wandering off and being lost. The big bad wolves in life, and they are there, the big bad wolves are not successful in attacking me because my shepherding God is leading me well and has my interest at heart. He has your best interest at heart. He's restoring, think on this, he's restoring the upside down places in my soul that verse 3 refers to in the psalm. Those deeply upside down places. He's turning them right side up. Some of them miraculously and boom, as you surrender to Christ. Others, step at a time, process in progress. Growing in Jesus works that way. But he's turning them right side up as he comforts me with his tangible presence. So hear Jesus say it today. I am with you. Your good shepherd. Jesus says, experience my peace. According to verse 4, he is with me. And through the valley of the shadow of death, he's there with us. In all the highs and lows of life, so I don't have to be afraid because I am not alone. You are not alone. He is with me. He is with you. He is with us. That very statement is the hinge, the fulcrum point of the psalm. It's the grand pivot of life to be walking through all the varying circumstances and yet to hear the good shepherd say, I'm with you. And to know it, like the psalmist David, to be able to declare it back saying, you are with me. He is preparing good things for you, for me. Good things. He's leading us onward to experience places of peace filled with his anointing, his goodness. And his mercy, his great, great mercy, both now and throughout eternity. Yes, every morning mercies to be experienced. The sweetness and the goodness and the forgiveness and the newness of life and that step at a time growth with your Savior, your shepherd. And then for all of eternity to know the peace of God. To know peace with God because of your good shepherd, your Savior, Jesus. I'm on a walk with the Lord. When's the last time you thought about daily life like that? How many of you occasionally go on a walk? You want to walk occasionally? How many of you walk your dog? I know. Many of you have dogs, or you go walking with your spouse or somebody else. And, when's the last time you thought about life as a walk with the Lord? A walk with the good shepherd. We're on a walk with him. An incredible walk. And as he's working there in our lives, according to verses 5 and 6, we're walking with him to good places. Filled with favor. And blessing. And culmination of peace in the presence of God, my Savior, my shepherd. So hear Jesus say it today. I am with you. Your good shepherd, experience my peace. You can be at peace because of him and his presence in your life. As we so often proclaim and remind ourselves, especially at Christmas time, he is Emmanuel, the God and good shepherd who is with us. He's with us. And in all of the beauty and the glitz and the tinsel and the garland and the jingling and the jangling and all that goes into the season that captures our imaginations, I'm pretty convinced this season that more than ever he wants to recapture our imaginations with this reality. I'm your good shepherd. Experience my peace. He's with us. Now, this part of the nature and character of God helps usher in the wonder of Christmas, filled with peace. Last week, we thought about the nature and character of God through the lens of our Father and the fact that He is a good Father and gives good gifts. And so we can regularly, in the everyday rhythms of life, pray to Him and call out to Him and praise Him. And we were called into a deeper life of prayer last week together as we consider the nature of God and His goodness as our Father. And now this week, as we consider the Son, the Good Shepherd, we're called into that peace that passes all understanding and takes us out into eternity forever and ever because of peace of God and with God. When God came near in the person of Jesus, our Good Shepherd arrived on the scene. The Good Shepherd is how Jesus describes Himself in chapter 10 of the Gospel of John. In many Bibles, very top of chapter 10, there's a heading before the beginning of that chapter titled, The Good Shepherd. In John 10, 1 through 6, Jesus is talking and uses the imagery of sheep and a shepherd. Jesus says this, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. The stranger, they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." And then John says this. John comments in this way. He says, "This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them." Do you know why they did not understand what he was saying to them? It is because his audience was like sheep. And do you know how sheep are often characterized? Dumb. Yeah, dumb livestock. Sheep are not intelligent creatures. I had to chuckle last evening if you were here. Out in the courtyard, you saw our special guests from Bethlehem, shepherds and sheep. And I watched our shepherds trying to work with the sheep a couple different times. It got comical because the sheep are just like, and my own son was one of the shepherds, and he was trying to play. He was like, "Come on, sheepy, sheepy. Come on, sheepy, sheepy." And I'm like, and it's not moving. And it's trying to go the other way. I mean, sheep are dumb, truly. Many scholars believe that if sheep had not been domesticated, they likely would have become extinct thousands of years ago because they are so dumb and need so much care and leadership. If we stop and assess ourselves, we have to admit, it's hard to do, but we see how we can be like sheep in many areas of our lives. We can be pretty dense. Now, I know how this goes. You think everybody else can be dense, right? You readily think that, but if we're honest and we really reflect, we can be very dense. We can make the same mistakes over and over and wander off course, and we need help figuring out what to do and where to go, and we qualify as sheep in lots of ways and areas in our lives. Think about it. The choices we know are wrong, but we do them anyway, indicating we are like sheep. The same arguments, now maybe this doesn't happen in your house, maybe it doesn't, but the same arguments we have with our spouse because we keep doing the same dumb stuff indicate we are like sheep. The patterns of spending more money than we make and thus keep going deeper and deeper into debt indicate we are like sheep. Do you know why almost 50% of Americans make New Year's resolutions and less than 10% actually keep them? It's because we are like lazy and undisciplined sheep. And do you know when sheep actually thrive? It is when they have a shepherd who loves them, and they know it, who loves them like crazy, lives with them, leads them, knows them, and calls them by name. When the shepherd is with his sheep, he builds trust with them in such a way that just the sound of the shepherd's voice causes the sheep to be at peace. The reason is that good shepherds take care of all their sheep's inadequacies and lead them into the second half of Psalm 23:1, which states, I shall not want, or I have everything I need. Jesus talks about this shepherd to sheep relationship more and the dynamic of that with his disciples in John 10:7-15. Within these very words, verses 7-15 are where Jesus specifically identifies himself as the good shepherd. Verse 7, so Jesus again said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand, not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them, scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand, cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just note this, catch this, it's precious, it's powerful. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And the good shepherd, he laid down his life because of what was foretold in the prophecy of Isaiah 53 and verse 6. Now, here's our memory verse this week. I shared with you last week, and you've got it there on your Advent cards to take along with you each week. We're wanting you to be filled up each week with opportunities for reading and for prayer and serve opportunities as a family and some breath prayers to be able to do to bring peace this week in your life. But you notice the memory verse right there. Let's say this together. Let's say it aloud. Let's practice it together. Let's say it out loud. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Let's say it one more time together. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Words of prophecy from nearly 700 years prior to Jesus, the baby coming. Powerful words of prophecy. This passage is actually known as the suffering servant passage. It foreshadows what the good shepherd Jesus would go through to make provision for all the wandering sheep. It's a passage leading to peace for those who find themselves lost, in trouble, on their own, outside of what they were created to be, led and cared for and growing in holiness and protected by their good shepherd. Jesus articulated how a good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. That's precisely the mission. Think on this. That's precisely the mission Jesus was born to accomplish. He ultimately would go all the way to the cross to lay down his life, to rescue us from everything that separated us, from all of the sin that would separate us and put us in danger, leading to eternal death because of our sin. And our good shepherd, your good shepherd, my good shepherd, not only secured our eternity by laying down his life, but also in real time, daily leads us to provision and places of peace. Real peace in our lives right now as we follow him in faith. By nature, not only are sheep dumb, but sheep tend to be unsettled, skittish, nervous. Do you know when a sheep will actually lie down? They will lie down when they are confident that a shepherd is with them and watching over them. If sheep are fearful, if they're at odds with other sheep, dealing with pests that are irritating them, or if sheep are feeling unsettled due to hunger, they will have difficulty lying down. When sheep are around running water, they get afraid. The good shepherd knows this and will make sure his flock has sufficient water. That's why Psalm 23, verse 2 says, he leads me beside still waters. Talk about a picture of peace. Part of the nature and character of a good shepherd is that he leads his sheep. Notice that it does not say he drives them. Sheep cannot be driven. They must be led. They must know the shepherd's voice and be able to trust their shepherd. Once they do, sheep will follow their shepherd because they know this is the person who puts them in the green pastures. This is the one who doesn't make me try to drink from a fire hydrant of fast-moving waters. He leads me beside the still waters. Philip Keller, an East African shepherd with a lifetime of experience in this field, came to the realization of how important the shepherd to sheep relationship really was. In what's now a classic book, A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23, he said this: in the course of time, I came to realize that nothing so quieted and reassured the sheep as to see me in the field. The presence of their master and owner and protector put them at ease, as nothing else could do. And this applied day and night. It's the impact of the shepherd. Our good shepherd, Jesus, brings us peace and confidence that it is okay to rest, because he is with us and he is taking care of us both in the here and now and for all of eternity. Watch this. See if you can relate. Perhaps that is what Jesus wants to remind you about most of all this Christmas time. The Good Shepherd will lead you toward good places where you can know his good security and provision. He'll lead you to those places where you know safety in who he is and what he has done for you, for me. Through his own life and death and burial and resurrection and ascension and his daily provision of the Holy Spirit empowering you and changing you. For all those who put their faith and their hope and their trust in him for that salvation, it is his peace. His peace offered to us through his birth, leading ultimately to his death and resurrection and our salvation. It is his peace offered to us. That's a spotlight, a featured part of the wonder of Christmas. Will you be in awe and wonder afresh and anew today? We're going to enter a time of communion right now, and you're going to have the opportunity to be in awe and wonder. So let's stand together. Let's stand together. If you're able to stand, I invite you to stand. If you're trusting the Lord Jesus as your good shepherd, You can come to one of the stations here at the front or in the back. If you're not able to move out of your seat today and you'd like someone to serve you, you can just lift your hand and an usher will be glad to come and serve you communion right now today. Think on this as we partake. Think on this. He laid down his life for you, for me, on the cross. He laid it down. His body given. His blood shed. For your sins and for mine. For forgiveness and for newness of life. Think on that and be in awe and wonder today. So I invite you in these moments to confess anew. Maybe some of you for the very first time. But maybe for you to confess anew that you believe and you trust him for that peace. That forgiveness. And then thank him again. And thank him again. And let gratitude rise up again and again. Rejoice in his wonderful, loving provision for you as your good shepherd. During communion, I invite you to ponder. Where do you most need the shepherd's peace right now, and take the opportunity to reflect. You can write on the little card if you'd like, and when we're all done in a few minutes, you can drop it in the manger up here or in the manger out there by the nativity scene. Lots of you have started doing this during this season. It's just a great way to reflect. Let's pray together. Precious Good Shepherd, King Jesus, thank you so much for your love and your grace. Your all-out peace available to us. In these moments right now, we reflect and we say thank you. We confess again, afresh and anew. There's no one like you. We believe. We choose to trust you. We are so much in need of you as our good shepherd because we're sheep. And we need your good leadership. Thank you, Jesus, for your body given, your blood shed, so that we could know a peace now that passes all understanding and a peace for all eternity. Thank you, Good Shepherd, precious Jesus. Amen. Whenever you're ready, you can come to one of the stations, again, here in the front or in the back. Along the way, if you need to, you can just sit and pray. You can sing along as well. God bless you as you commune.